You're listening to the last of our special series on fraud prevention on Sweet Home PCB. I'm Henry Brigman. We're taking a look at a couple big areas of real estate to watch for: moving and home improvement. Plus, we'll have some information to kind of lighten things up at the end. You're listening to Sweet Home PCB, and it all starts right now. Welcome back to Sweet Home PCB. As we wrap up our series on fraud prevention, we know that moving can be a very exciting chapter in your life. Unfortunately, there are scammers out there that will turn that experience into an expensive nightmare. The best protection against moving scams is a well-informed consumer who also does a lot of research along the way. Scammers offer to move your household items from one location to another at a discount price. If you paid for the moving services in advance, you may never hear from the company or individual again. Scammers may also steal your belongings or hold them hostage, demanding additional funds to deliver them to a new location. Reputable moving companies will not demand cash or total amount before you move. Instead, you generally pay upon delivery. If you pay up front, you have zero control over when you'll see your belongings ever again. You know, really, if ever again. When you do pay with a credit card, that will help you to fight any fraudulent activity. You'll also want to read all agreements carefully, get everything in writing, and remember, never sign anything with blank forms. If you sign something that's blank, it's like signing a blank check. You have just given them everything. And unless Larry Perry is your best friend, you're going to be in trouble. If you're Larry's friend at all, he'll tell you never sign anything blank. I may never be on law call again if I ever tell you to do something like that. Last year, the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration found that 3,833 of the 7,647 complaints filed last year were about companies in Florida. With so many people moving here each year, it's really no wonder. The best way for consumers to protect themselves is to know the signs of what to look for when hiring a mover. One sector to really watch out for doesn't necessarily mean they're scammers, but they can definitely leave you wide open as moving brokers. They're the ones that are getting the most complaints in the state of Florida. Unlike traditional moving companies, which own their own trucks, moving brokers act as middlemen, hiring contractors to move their clients from place to place. Sometimes these companies will even collect a deposit and take off with the money. Other times, a different company will show up on moving day asking you for more money. There are plenty of news stories out there here in Florida. Just check out the Tampa Bay Times. They had a story not too long ago on that. But remember, not all moving brokers are scammers. You do have to do your research before hiring anyone for that big move. One more area that we'll go over when dealing with real estate scams is to watch out for home improvement. These projects can be very overwhelming. Hiring a contractor to take over helps ease the tension, get some things done that maybe you're not really comfortable or able to do. However, scammers sometimes appear at your door offering their services for what sounds like a really good deal and then take your money and run. We saw a lot of that during Hurricane Michael here in the Panhandle. These contractors will eventually move around, avoiding contact with law enforcement and past customers. The red flags show up at home most of the time when a contractor or a handyman will show up at your door claiming to be driving by and notice that your roof is missing a few shingles or your chimney has some damage to it. He informs you that he has some leftover supplies from a large job that they just completed in your area and that he'll do the work at a discounted price. I've seen that before at home myself. Not a good idea. Be cautious. If the scammer offers to do the work in exchange for an assignment of benefits on your insurance policy, which means that once a claim is completed through your insurance company, the check will be provided directly to the contractor instead of you. The claim check may exceed the actual cost of the repair materials needed to complete the repairs on your home, and the work may be completed with subpar materials. Never ever get into this type of agreement. It's a big no-no here in the state of Florida. You do not want to turn over your insurance to a contractor. Contact a local real estate attorney, find out and get some information before you even attempt to do anything like that. That scammer may also give you a false or inflated claim with your insurance company, which could cause an increase in insurance premiums. Many people in the state of Georgia after Hurricane Michael saw things like that and ended up losing their insurance. The scammer may take your money, not complete the job. But a good thing here in the state of Florida, before you sign, you can take a look for their license to see if it's active at Florida's SunBiz website. You can also verify with the Department of Financial Services Division of Workers' Compensation to see if workers' compensation coverage is active for their people. If they don't, and they're working on your property, you could be held liable for any injuries on your property. We'll continue to let you know about scans when we find out more that are going on in the area on our Facebook page at Sweet Home PCB, or just anytime. We might even include it in our podcast from time to time. But as we wrap up the series, we want to remind you of one special place you can always go to anytime, 24/7. It's the state of Florida's official website when it deals with scams, giving you information and giving you ways to report it. The website, fraudfreeflorida.com. Again, fraudfreeflorida.com. Now, one note on real estate. All around the country, I've talked to many agents, and the one conversation still rings true with everyone: the need to get a pre-approval letter before you start your home search. This isn't to lock you into a certain price. This isn't to get the maximum that they say, because that's what they are giving you. It actually lets you know the lender's maximum offer to lend for you to buy that home. It also shows the lender is willing to lend up to a certain point. Notice I said up to. That doesn't necessarily mean that's the best place for you. My advice is always to only borrow the amount you're comfortable repaying. Even if the home you want is out of your price range, you may want to consider your needs versus your wants. If it's a credit issue, many lenders will give you free, helpful suggestions on getting your credit in shape to make the purchase. Your timing may change. It may be a few months from now. It may be next year. Whatever that situation is, we're here to help. A good realtor is going to do that. They're not going to push you into doing something that you don't want to do. It's really up to you. You're the ones that have to make the decision. You're the one making the purchase. We're the ones giving you the information and providing you the guidance throughout the process. I can only give you that to help you through the process. I can't sign it. I can't buy it for you. One more thing. If you're comfortable at a certain price range that is lower than that maximum that you're pre-approved for, please start there. There is no reason to go over your budget if you don't have to. I always recommend that you are prepared for living in your home, not getting into a money pit. Okay, yeah, another 80s reference there with the movie. And if you've never seen the movie, you might understand why I'm so passionate about that. We got some closing comments as well as a look at some dumb news of late coming up. You're listening to Sweet Home PCB.
Stream the greatest hits everywhere you go.
You make my stream come true.
With the Beach 95.1 app on Beach 95.1.
Just when you thought it was safe to be in your home, police in Chatham Township, New Jersey are hot on the trail of an elusive criminal mastermind who's been terrorizing the neighborhood with his piercing glaze. No, it's not that weird neighbor down the road. It's a peeping goat. This horned hoodlum has been spotted around the township, peeking into homes like a nosy neighbor on steroids. In fact, in a Facebook post, the local police say that they are actively looking for the animal and urged anyone who comes into contact with it to give them a call. Police know who the owner is. One resident even said they ought to call the goat Scapegoat. With artificial intelligence programs like ChatGPT being used by many companies, the burger franchise Wendy's is reportedly getting ready to display it where you wouldn't expect it, the drive-thru. According to the Wall Street Journal, Wendy's has teamed up with Microsoft for an artificial intelligence chatbot designed to streamline the process when you're asking for your burger and fries in your car and getting the food in your face. A test run in Columbus, Ohio recently went pretty well, according to their chief information officer, noting that it's at least as good as their best customer service representatives and is probably on average better. The company insists that the technology won't be used to replace human employees, but to make their jobs easier. Yeah, don't tell that to the old radio people from the 90s. Have been working at Wendy's since then, when we got replaced. And finally, as summer approaches, so do those pesky mosquitoes, you know, like the ones that I grew up with in middle Georgia that were, we called them Bon Air mosquitoes. They were like bigger than cows. We have a few of those here in the panhandle as well. Now, some people seem to be a little more attractive to those bloodsuckers than others. And research from Virginia Tech are now saying that certain soaps make you just smell absolutely yummy to them things. Certain brands like Dove or Simple Truth became mosquito magnets. Brands that smelled like coconut generally kept bugs at bay. Scientists are trying to zero in on what chemicals in those soaps are making it so delicious to the mosquitoes who are ready to bite your neck. Yeah, I think I'd rather smell like a piña colada than being bitten all the time. That does it for this edition of Sweet Home PCB, powered by Keller Williams Success Realty, produced by Beach 95.1. I'm Henry Brigman in the Sweet Home PCB studio. I hope to maybe talk about some fun things that are happening around Panama City Beach and the Panhandle coming up. Find me on the radio at Beach 95.1, beach951.com, or on Facebook at Beach 951, and of course, Facebook at Sweet Home PCB for anything going on. Have yourself a great time, and we'll see you for our next episode. You're listening to Sweet Home PCB.